If you're just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. A Russian ex-prisoner at Guantanamo Bay says Korans were regularly flushed down the toilet. An administration official rejected Vakatov's assertions in the strongest possible terms, then took a transcript of the accusations and wiped his ass with it. One of the Gitmo prisoners, a prison officer, says, "We didn't just take the Koran and urinate on it. We used one to beat a prisoner with because we couldn't find a phone book." Ronald Reagan was voted the greatest American in an AOL Discovery Channel poll. Experts caution that because the poll was organized by AOL, the results reflect the opinions of people who don't realize they can get better internet service at half what they're paying. It's believed that hardline Republicans started the rumor that Abraham Lincoln might have been gay to siphon off the conservative vote and force him into second place. You know what? That's actually, a lot of people believe that Abraham Lincoln was indeed gay, actually. Uh-oh. Trent Lott eyes Larry Kramer, specifically, who I talked to.
And all right.
That was a big sidebar of an interview I did with him that we didn't make it to air. But Trent Lott eyes a comeback after praising the Republican Party's most visible racist, Strom Thurmond. Lott took steps after the incident to prove his racial sensitivity, hiring black staffers and consulting with African-American leaders, and doing pro bono legal work for Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent.
Sure.
Today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. Get ready for a fake terror alert any day now. You know how it works. The lower the polls, the higher the paranoia rate. Wake up, sheeple. If Bush's polls get any lower, the gloves are off. Run into the airport men's room and shave that beard. You could be spending this Christmas at Gitmo. Wow, it's a mouthful. There are your Morning Sedition Cliff Notes for today.